Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Community Outreach Director for Habitat for Humanity, Beth Adamczyk.
Thanks for being on the program with us today, Beth. So you had a really big event that you've been doing for at least a couple of years, and it sounds like it's grown quite a bit with this year's program.
Yes, Habitat for Humanity of Marion County hosted our fourth annual Home Sweet Home Dessert Concert on February 28th at the Pella Opera House. And we had a wonderful turnout, and we broke our fundraising record from the past.
So how many people showed up for the event?
We had close to 200 people attend our event.
And you mentioned that you broke a record. Well, what was the previous record, and how much money were you able to raise?
Yeah, we're very fortunate here with Habitat that our auction and concert continue to grow every year. And this year we raised just under $10,000, which was wonderful because that was a significant jump up from $6,000 the year before.
All right, Beth, so you guys had a great event. What was the event itself like?
It was wonderful. We started the event with a social hour and silent auction starting at 6:30. There was opportunity for people to enjoy the hors d'oeuvres, check out the silent auction items. We had our partner families, two of our partner families, speak and talk about what it's meant to them to become homeowners. We also had lots of information about Habitat so that people could learn more about our mission and what we do. We had a small live auction starting at 7:15, and then at 8:30 was our featured entertainment, and we were so thankful that Jason Brown and fiddle player Greg Valentine were able to join us for the evening. They had an amazing performance. Jason and Greg are such wonderful performers, and not only was the musical entertainment amazing, but their comedy and their interaction with our attendees was definitely appreciated by many people who attended the event. We heard such wonderful feedback and comments from so many of our attendees, not only about the entertainment, but about the evening in general.
We're joined today on Let's Talk Pella with Beth Adamczyk from Habitat for Humanity. It sounded like it was a great event. You guys raised about $10,000, which is fantastic. Now let's move forward and talk about some upcoming builds. But first I want to ask you a question that I think is on a lot of people's minds. Just how special is it, and I'm sure you've seen it a lot, for people, once they've moved into the Habitat home, they've put in all this work, they've seen others help out from around the community. Tell us how special of a day that is for them when they get those keys.
Our home dedications are just an amazing event, and if anyone has never attended one but would like to, you'd be more than welcome to attend the dedications. Many of our board members have talked about some of the partner families that we had that attended at our event, their children walking them through, look at my room, check out my house. You know, they're so proud of it, and the kids are so excited. Sometimes it's the first time that they've had a bedroom to sleep in, where previously they were on a couch or on the floor in the living room. So it is very, very special to these families.
All right, so tell us about some of the upcoming builds. I know you guys have projects in Pella, Knoxville, and Pleasantville. So what's going on this summer?
Yes, we have a home that's being built currently, primarily by the high school students in Knoxville, and then we have two builds that are going to be starting this spring, one in Pleasantville and one in Pella, both for two very deserving families. And then we'll have, later on this year, another home in Knoxville that the high school students will be helping us with through the construction trades class. And then we will also have another home in rural Marion County, just outside of Knoxville, that will be starting at the completion of our Pleasantville home. So we have five builds that we're doing in 2014.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, we're here with Beth Adamczyk from Marion County's Habitat for Humanity, joining us on today's Let's Talk Pella. And for our listeners out there, Beth, let's remind them, if they want to volunteer, if they want to bring a group out, if they are in need themselves, how do they get a hold of you? How do we start this process?
They can reach us via phone at our Habitat office at 828-8844 or go to our website, which is hfhmci.org. And that stands for Habitat for Humanity, Marion County, Incorporated.org.
Thanks so much for being on the program, Beth. Hopefully we can get as many volunteers out there to help and hopefully connect you with people who are in need, who definitely, as you mentioned before, always are very deserving families that end up in these projects.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Beth Adamczyk from Habitat for Humanity, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.